This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. A flourish of the pen and magic unfolds, handwriting that conveys a special message to the reader. No one does it better than a calligrapher. This visual art form began when scribes put the word of God on paper, and it continues today. The Pendragon's Calligraphy Guild in Kalamazoo does its part to keep the art form alive and flourishing. I'm speaking with its founder, Mary Jo Carney, and Lisa LeBlanc. So we're talking about Pendragon's Calligraphy Guild, which has been around for quite a long time. Have both of you been with it from the beginning?
Yes.
You have, Mary Jo.
I was the person who started.
Oh, you are the person. Okay. So how did you start it? Why did you start it?
Well, I learned calligraphy in college and decided I wanted to teach classes and share that with others. And I had a very eager group of people who wanted to learn more. And I said, well, let's start a guild. And we associated with the Ann Arbor Guild, first of all.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But then they became defunct, so then we had our own guild here.
Hey, for Kalamazoo. And do you always meet in the same place?
Yes. Met in the same place for over 20 years.
Wow.
Which is, we meet on the last Tuesday of every month at the Parchment Public Library.
And how did you get into this, Lisa?
I fell into the Pendragons in about 2006, I think. I did calligraphy in high school, and then I just sort of, you know, lived my life and put that aside until I went to the dentist in 2006, and he had some calligraphy up on the ceiling,
to keep
you entertained.
Yeah.
And turns out it was his calligraphy, and it was very nice, and so we started talking about it a little bit, and he said, oh, you should come to a meeting. He was a Pendragon.
Interesting.
He said, it's a lot of cool people, and we do cool stuff. And so I went to the next meeting with him, and he was right. I met lots of cool people doing cool stuff, and so I've been a Pendragon ever since.
So when you say association with literature, is that how a lot of the art forms begin, that you have a quote or a saying or something that you want to capture?
Yes, that is. And it often starts with something that's very personal to you, and then you want to give a visualization of it, and that's what a calligrapher does.
Although when I was wandering around on the website, I saw that some of the samples there from members were simply a letter or a repeated letter, so it doesn't have to be a quote.
Right, and there's a lot of calligraphy nowadays that's has letters that don't necessarily say anything. They look like they say something. It looks like writing, but it's texture. It's, what is it called? Uncemic writing that doesn't say anything. But
oh, okay.
It looks like it should.
Yeah, yeah.
And also the idea of having one letter that is very decorative goes back to the manuscripts, because the first calligraphers were the scribes.
Yeah.
Who wrote down, who wrote in Latin or their own languages, the Word of God. And they often started their information with a large decorative letter.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I asked the Pendragons how people can learn to do calligraphy themselves.
Well, we are offering classes at Kalamazoo Book Art Center.
Oh.
Mary Jo and I.
Both of you. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we offer introductory classes in different lettering styles. And we're going to be having some that are coming up in the future. Also, the Pendragons have workshops from internationally known calligraphers that we bring to give weekend workshops in specific techniques or materials or lettering styles?
We try to offer one or two every year at least. And then we have what we call spotlights, which are, we try to take advantage of local talent, other Pendragons or people from other guilds or just from other nearby cities who can come and share their knowledge with us about calligraphy in like a morning or a single day.
And if you want to learn this art form, how long does it usually take people to be able to start creating something worth looking at? Is it something that you need to do for years, or can you grasp it in one class? Or
a couple centuries.
All right.
You know, everybody's different, and some people just take to it, and some people need a lot more study and preparation, but the key is practice.
And patience. That's important.
So what is that first lesson? How do you start?
Well, when I teach a beginning class, I try to give people an idea of the history and then give them the basic tools that most calligraphers use and teach them how to make marks with them. And then we start with that particular alphabet and the characteristics of it. And by the end of the class, they will have learned the alphabet. And I often have them do a small project.
Already? Okay.
Yes. So they can leave with something that they feel that they have accomplished.
I was thinking as we came into this conversation that some schools are actually dropping penmanship, cursive writing. So I'm wondering about your thoughts on that. How important is it to write by hand?
It's vital. For me, I don't even think very well unless I have a pen or something in my hand. It's like something that plugs the brain to reality.
So talk about what you have coming up, maybe in the new year here, in terms of workshops, events. Maybe do you have art shows?
We have a wonderful art show. We have an exhibit at the Kalamazoo Nature Center coming up April and May, where the Pendragons are going to have a show of their work. It's nature-based. We're calling it Interconnections, People in the Planet. And then we are bringing in Pam Paulsrud from Chicago with her Tree Whispers exhibit. And that's going to be in June and July. And that is where people all over for many years have contributed handmade paper rounds that they then write on their memories of trees or their thank yous to trees or their homage to trees. And they're all strung together and put from the ceiling down, and you walk through a forest.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Pendragon calligraphers Mary Jo Carney and Lisa LeBlanc. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.